Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Red, white, and blue. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Okay, so Stephen Baldwin, right? Is that right? Yeah, I just want to make sure we're talking about the same guy, right? Steve Baldwin. Involuntary manslaughter. Okay. I want you to think about this semantic that's being played out. Alec Baldwin, forgive me. He's got a brother, Steve. Forgive me. Alec Baldwin, okay? So he's being charged with involuntary manslaughter. Is anybody paying attention to the wordplay here, folks? I mean, you want to talk about confusion? If you've never taken the time to watch the John Adams documentary series by HBO from about 15 years ago, folks, do yourself a favor and watch it. It's very educational. It teaches you all the way through the documentary and how it is that our forefathers established what we have. Well, I'm saying that to say this, that there's a court case in there where the prosecutor said, what, is there any such thing as involuntary manslaughter? And everybody laughed in the room, as if to suggest there'll ever be anything called involuntary manslaughter. Now, I want you to think about this. Involuntary means he didn't do it on purpose, okay? The word means not having will or choice, unwilling, independent of will or choice. Folks, that defines as an accident, not purpose. And I'm not even talking about the Alec Baldwin case here in the sense of I'm going to bat for him, I'm trying to defend him, or I'm trying to advocate prosecution against him. I'm not saying any of that. I'm just saying, think about what they're telling you. Involuntary manslaughter. Let me say this, friends. There is no such thing. That would be called an accident. Either he's guilty of the crime through dereliction, he would still be guilty because of his dereliction of duty, right? Because he didn't see it through to take safety measures in protecting the lives of those that he was going to be aiming at this with this fake gun. But again, Webster's 1828, involuntary means not having will or choice, unwilling. Well, Bradley, what does Scripture have to say about it? Well, I'm glad you asked, because this is exactly what we premise all of our conversations on. This is where we put our feet upon the rock, the Word of God, which is true in all things at all times and all places. Do you remember in Deuteronomy 19:15, where it says, and when a man goeth into the wood with his neighbor to hew wood, to chop wood, and his hand fetcheth a stroke with the axe to cut down the tree, he's chopping away at the tree, and the head of the axe slippeth from the helve. It falls off the top of the axe, and it falls upon his neighbor that he die, he shall flee unto one of those cities and live. One of the three cities that Moses was commanded to establish concerning those that are guilty of killing somebody, not murdering somebody. Make distinction. There's a big difference. Hey, folks, murder is premeditated. Murder is saying, I'm going to go out and kill this innocent person because I have an issue with him. That's murder. It's premeditated. To kill, you can defend yourself in killing somebody, okay? And there's a big difference definition-wise when it comes to the Word of God. So make distinction and understanding. Like, for example, the sixth commandment is thou shall not murder, okay? And some have the translation where it says, thou shalt not kill, but there's a huge difference between the two of them. Again, know the difference. So let me just say this, because this was what was being teed up right before the show here, and they were talking about involuntary manslaughter. I just want to make sure that you understand this is confusion by design. It always plays out for an arbitrary court to go ahead and decide as they misconstrue the very plain meaning of guilty from involuntary. Again, involuntary means he didn't do it on purpose, but they want to charge him with involuntary manslaughter? Oh my goodness, folks. We'd have been laughed off the face of the earth. What the American people have tolerated today, our forefathers would be ashamed. They would distance themselves from us for what we have put up with here. But again, the reason they're saying it's an involuntary manslaughter charge is because it's just a way for the attorneys to make money. And you know, one of the sad things about, by the way, there's a difference between a lawyer and an attorney. You should also make the distinction there, friends. Lawyers can give you lawful advice, but they can't take you into court, whereas an attorney can. Okay? But I do want you to understand that, folks, what you're seeing today is where attorneys, they'll just pull anybody into court because they get to win or lose, they still get paid. This is not right. This is not a system of justice. This is a system of injustice, and it's a system of indulgence. Because they're making commandments, the commandments of God null and void through the commandments of men. And that's why we have an injustice system today. They call themselves the correctional institutions that make $64 billion a year off the ignorance of the American people. Folks, this is why you have such a high recidivism rate, 74%. See, they bank on crime. They bank on criminals. That's why you have soft justice. Judges producing hardened criminals that are repeat criminals over and over and over and over again, because the more prisoners they have in their prison system, the more money they can steal from the federal government, which at the end of the day, it's the federal government stealing from the tax coffers of the American people. Americans, we have to think about how we're being played here. We're being played by a bunch of con men. And that is honestly the truth of the matter. And by the way, since I'm bringing up the point, I do want you to think about this. We are being taxed to death. We are literally being taxed to death. Look what the federal government has done with our tax dollars. No delegated authority from the people. They tax at will. And I said this the other day, and I want you to listen carefully. Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America, said, the power to tax is the power to destroy. Every American should be asking themselves this question. Why am I paying taxes on my wages? That's called income tax. Then paying sales tax to spend my money. Then paying income taxes on my money that is already taxed, and then paying property taxes after I already paid sales tax on my property. Oh, and this is the tip of the iceberg. Americans, here, the title of the show today is this. One of the great wonders to me of all time is how the few are allowed to rule over the billions. And do you not see? They're using your money. Corruption. I'm not talking about good government. I'm talking about corrupt government is using your money and fortifying themselves against you so they have more control over every facet of your life. Are you tired of this? Yes. It's unconstitutional. Therefore, it's legal. Therefore, it's criminal. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and be moved to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You guys did see out in California where the courts again failed because they're trying to disarm the American people. You know, in California, by the way, whatever starts in California, it's going to just domino effect all the way to the other states. Again, you got to be paying attention to what's going on here. But what's interesting, folks, is they've been trying to, your said representative government is doing its best to disarm you in the face of this invasion taking place into your country. Again, I want to hold it to scripture because that's where we're always going to go. God is in control. Either he's blessing you or he's cursing you. Right now, the judgments of God are raining down upon the American people because of their disobedience. And I also want to say, in saying that, it's interesting how people blame God for the suffering in the world when it's actually the results of the humanity of people refusing to obey the God that they say they love. Doing the opposite of what God commands us to do, then they eat the fruit of their own way, and then they want to blame God for it. Ain't going to work, folks, and I said ain't. It isn't going to work. You go ahead and blame the Lord all that you want to. Oh, and I've had plenty of conversations concerning just that. Why is God allowing this? God isn't allowing anything. You have 86% of the American people in this country that profess to be what they're clearly not. And if they love them enough, then they should obey him, right? Remember what it says in Proverbs 7:2? Obey my commandments. Keep my commandments and you will live. If you don't, then this is what's going to happen. Deuteronomy 28:63. Okay? But I was just highlighting the fact in California right now, they are trying to disarm the people in the state. And they can't carry their guns. Remember, in the face of all this, remember that 94% of all mass murders take place in gun-free zones. So, speaking lawfully as a preacher, of the gospel of Jesus Christ and holding to the Constitution, the guilty party for the 94% of innocent people being murdered by mass murderers who write them down and plan it out in gun-free zones, it's the politicians that are responsible for the crimes against the innocent in gun-free zones. Why, Americans, are you allowing them to do this? Don't sit there and blame somebody else, because the show's called One of the Greatest Wonders is How the Masses Submit to the Few. That's called an oligarchy. That's where few rule over many, and they're doing it in a lawless fashion. And it just shows you that reflection of the people in the government goes back to what I continuously say. Every country deserves the government that it has. Why? Because the government in this country is the people. And if they're going to allow corruption to rule the roost in the halls of government, that's a reflection of what the American people tolerate. This is nonsense what's going on. I'm tired of people blaming the politicians and playing the game between the politicians when they're all the same, and you all the well know that they're two wings to the same bird. That's the definition of insanity. I also wanted to say this. In some states, they're also trying to get gun owners, those that carry, they're also trying to get them to empty their chambers. Okay, so in other words, if someone breaks into their house, they got to go unlock their guns. They have to put little locks on them. This is what corruption has forced them to do, say they. No, corruption hasn't forced you to do anything. You submit to corruption, this is what they're going to do, and they're going to keep doing it. But what they want you to do is they want you to say it's for safety reasons. You need to lock up your guns in your homes. And if there's some sort of an immediate threat, then what you need to do is at that particular time, you need to go ahead and fill up your clip and then jack it into your Glock or whatever it is that you have. And then you can go ahead and fire away at those that are trying to kill you and your family. This is what they want you to believe, that they're looking out for the best. No, they all the well know that's not what it's about. They want you disarmed because they want absolute rule over the American people. And I'm telling you right now, folks, I know that I've said this for years. You know, the line has been drawn. It always has been. But I can tell you right now, folks, what is happening right now across this country is a provocation of war at every given level. And I desire reformation. I've said this a million times. I desire a lawful outcome. And the American people, if they would take the time to know the two books, the first, the Bible, the Constitution, we could do that. But if not, you're going to keep getting the bad news all day long. I also wanted to say this. You know, after Columbine, we'd actually had Rachel Scott's brother on with us, that was standing next to Eric and Dylan during that shooting in Columbine High School. And it was interesting right after that took place how the government, right, the said representatives, communists, let me put it the way that it should be said, and in perspective for you to understand what I'm saying, but right away, those that were tolerated within the halls of government said, we need to get rid of the guns. Rather than, we need to educate our kids at home. We need to pull public schools. We need to stop this illegal indoctrination taking place through the federal government. We need to shut down Hollywood. First, the Supreme Court that said it's free speech to teach our kids how to murder each other. And the video games. And the list goes on. But it was interesting, folks. You know what the resolve was that came from the halls of government during this particular time? And the American people tolerated it. And by the way, they already forecasted it. They already knew that they were coming for them. They blamed the guns. They blamed the guns rather than themselves. I mean, Luke 7:35 tells us wisdom is justified by your children. Who raised up those kids that did the shooting? Right? No responsibility. You just got to blame the gun. I mean, as if to suggest when a crime is committed, the gun goes to jail and not the person that made the choice, Deuteronomy 30:19, 6:16 of Romans, to pull the trigger. No, we can't do that. No, because we won't make money off the bureaucracy, right? And we got to get rid of the guns. Then we can have absolute control. We can then enslave the people, said George Mason, one of our founders. Isn't that interesting? Yeah, yeah. I mean, blaming guns for Columbine is like blaming spoons for people being fat. That is ridiculous. But it's true. It's totally true. isn't it? Yeah, people, again, need to think. Now, let me go back to this point where I wanted to talk about how the states are just incrementally trying to get those guns out of your hands. In P.S., this week earlier, I'd highlighted the fact that, did you know now that there's over 470 million weapons in the hands of Americans today? I don't understand you Americans. You'll sit there and you'll arm yourselves, but you won't take the time to go impeach and prosecute those that are doing the wrong thing through delegated authority. I don't understand you. You're waiting for them to come to your front door, and oh, rest assured, it's coming to your front door if it already hasn't. Amos 6:3. Carrying with an empty chamber is like telling yourself you'll have time to put a seatbelt on before you crash. What the American people don't succumb to blows me away. I just told my son the other day, and it doesn't make me better than other people. It just makes me a little bit more thoughtful in doing my due diligence and understanding what is in fact happening here. I mean, the best way to enslave a people is to what? Keep them out of the books. Well, I'm in the books all the time. And when I'm in the books all the time and understand history, I can look at the present and say, this is what history repeating itself looks like, because they don't want to take the time to know the difference. I mean, it's embarrassing. We have the Second Amendment, and yet we allow these people to incrementally, oh, and if I took the time to read the preamble to the Bill of Rights right now, you'd be all the more indignant. All that was put in place for the thou shalt nots to those that serve we the people. But they're doing it anyways. I want to say this one more time and we'll move on to the next topic. I plan none of this. Carrying with an empty chamber is like telling yourself you'll have time to put a seatbelt on before you crash. But they want you to believe that they're just looking out for you, Americans. Yeah, they're just looking out for you. They just want the best for you. Is that what's going on? Not at all. Matter of fact, just the exact opposite. One of the things that I had brought up a couple weeks ago concerning Karl Deunitz, who was a admiral, he was a wannabe Führer under Adolf Hitler. He said what started the war in Germany were the crimes that the politicians were guilty of creating. And it happened because 80 million people let a handful of corrupt politicians do what they wanted to do. And what was the just recompense of heaven? Well, it was a Christian nation, don't forget. It was a republic. They were ruled by law, don't forget. But it was a people that forgot God. And they took out an Adolf Hitler. And you know how Adolf Hitler got in power, right? Less than 3% of the population approved of him. Once he got into power, oh, by the way, Hindenburg was afraid of him. But keep in mind, when Adolf Hitler got in there, he was already a murderer who served time in prison. Most people didn't know that. But then he wrote Mein Kampf, and then in prison. And then when he gets out, he gets into power, and then he starts to kill off his political opposition. Then he starts to kill off, and I'm talking about within the ranks and the halls of government in Germany. And then he started to what? Create wars. It's exactly what you're seeing today. One of the other things that Adolf Hitler did, matter of fact, I'm just going to hold up and I'm going to show you exactly what's happening here. And if anybody ever took the time to know the difference concerning Operation Paperclip, maybe they would understand why there's so many similarities between America today and the Third Reich back then. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. News reports say a prosecutor in Donald Trump's Georgia criminal case paid for the Fulton County District Attorney to accompany him on flights. Court documents showing that prosecutor Nathan Wade purchased multiple flights for him and DA Fawnie Willis in the months before they hit Trump with election interference charges. Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump has some clout behind him with another endorsement, former GOP presidential candidate and Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina. A grand jury now has to decide whether any law enforcement officers should be criminally charged for the failure response to the Robb Elementary shooting. This development coming a day after a report by the Department of Justice saying that the Uvalde shooting was an unimaginable horror and a series of cascading failures. Corey Myers, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life.
Okay, I don't know. I honestly don't know how to say what I need to say next, but it all makes perfect sense. Nothing about it surprises me, and it's truly insane. It truly is. You see this. This is Delta. And I brought this up just the other day. And if I say one more time, I'm going to knock myself over the head. Forgive me, okay? I'm starting to sound like Ilhan Omar. Forgive me. The feds just came up with a new plan. Feds, DEI, plan requires airlines to hire, I'm not joking, paralyzed, epileptic, and mentally disabled people. And it says on the headline by Liberty One here, it also says gay dwarfs. This is another one of those scenarios where you can't make it up. This is all coming from the top to the bottom. I just had a lady tell me yesterday, who happens to be one of my friends. She is a former airline stewardess for that of Delta. And she had told me all of her coworkers were gay men. She said when we would land at certain cities, she said, Bradley, they would have to go get their fix. They would prostitute themselves out. This is all, folks, none of this was, you need to tell the young people, none of this is normal. This is corruption. This is those within the halls of government creating crimes to create a war, domestic insurrection, and at the end of the day, civil war. Oh, and that's another point that we can make. They're coming out with a movie this spring called Civil War. So they're always forewarning. They're always forecasting. That's how they plant the seeds. Just ask the Simpsons. You'll understand what I'm talking about. But you need to understand what's going on here. This is what I was talking about during the end of the last segment, friends. What? This is exactly what Adolf Hitler did. He began to plant what? Sodomites, masculine sodomites, to government positions from the top to the bottom. Now, they're going to the extremes here because they're trying to hasten forward the agenda that they're pushing. And it's not through Hegelian dialect, friends. This is through totalitarian methods. They're driving the narrative. And it stops when the people hold them accountable. Not just stops them in their tracks and say, okay, just don't do this again. No, when you hold them accountable, okay? Read Deuteronomy 19:19. Whatever somebody means to do to you, you're to do to them according to what they meant to do to you. That is God's law. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. That applies to those that mean to commit a crime against you as well. Now, I know that there's a lot of people out there, just let me make this point, that say, well, you know, we got to forgive people. Yes, but let's hold that into context. Let me ask you something. I want you to think about this. Did Jesus forgive Judas? Did Jesus forgive those that were rejecting God's mercy and his sacrifice? Those that are now in hell for eternity? Did Jesus forgive them? Or did he make them taste the consequence of violating God's law through their rebellion? Doesn't it tell us in 17:4 of Luke that you're to forgive 7 times 70 those that repent? Otherwise, you are to do to them what they meant to do to you. But Americans don't understand that because they've been listening to a false gospel for 60 and 70 and 80 years in this country. And they've been listening to it because they forgot God and their prosperity. Read Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 12. Delta is like one of the worst, folks. One of the worst. They, matter of fact, I got. We flew to Pennsylvania. This is 3.5-4 years ago. Everything was totally fine. This is the beginning of the plandemic, their conspiracy, right, that we all know that it was now, right? Thank you to the 17 million dead before we finally figured this out. And I'm not talking about me and those that were warning people. I'm talking about those that didn't want to listen until it hit home. But 3.5 years ago, we flew to Pennsylvania to do an event. Had no problems. I mean, outside of the fact that the airports were like ghost towns. It was very eerie, right? Well, we didn't play along with the Gestapo. We weren't going to play along with the Gestapo. We get down to over to Pennsylvania, East Coast, and in the process of doing that, it was time to come home. We got back on the plane, and on the way back, we had a little social justice warrior. She's probably about 21, 22 years old. And she was having her way with all the passengers until she got to my family. And then she came over to me and told me, sir, you need to wear a mask. I said, I'm not wearing a mask. I said, look at the back of your mask. I said, what does it say? It says it does not prevent disease. I said, why would I pretend along with you? Sir, you need to put it on. You need to put it on over your mouth and over your nose. No, I'm not putting it on. I'm fine. Okay, period. And so, and outside of that, not that I needed to, but I already had a medical report given unto my bestowed upon me by my doctor because of a deviation, a septum that's deviated, a breathing issue, and I didn't need to do any of that, and I didn't share any of that with her. I just didn't go along with her. When we landed, friends, it got real. Okay, so I'm like 7 rows, 8 rows, maybe 6, 7, 8 rows in. And they had to stop. And the pilot had to tell everybody on the plane that we have a passenger that is unruly on the plane. And I said to myself, bring it on. Bring it on. There is no law that gives you the authority to tell me to do any of what you're trying to force me to do. And just because everybody on this little plane went along with you doesn't mean that I'm going to do it. I'll be the sheep that's going the other direction, not the goats that are all bleeding at me because I didn't go along with their unconstitutional orders. Right? So they opened the door, and it wasn't the police. It was the heads of Delta. They came in, and I heard the lady saying stuff that wasn't true, and I was correcting her. And I got this all on film, too, of course. Always do that. And so he came over to me, and he said, well, so what's the issue? I said, there's no issue. And I said, what you just said is completely untrue. And I'm not going to sit here and try to justify what I'm doing here, because if I'm threatened by justice, then I'm not threatened at all, because there's no law that gives you the authority to do what you're doing. Oh, and he acted like my best friend. We got off the plane, and before we knew it, I think it was about 3 weeks later, we get a letter from Delta saying that we can't fly again. Oh. I mean, I guess this is the new business model, friends. Attack your customers. Attack your customers. And right then and there, I knew Delta was a part of it. I knew the airlines were a part of it. And I knew the corporations were a part of it. I knew the governors in every state of our union were a part of it. And if you want to challenge me on that, 1-866-582-9933. But I want to tell you something, folks. It didn't stop there. And I knew that there was going back to the sodomite agenda, which in every state of our union, our laws condemn sodomy. The gay agenda is felonious activity. They're felons. But who's advocating it more in your government? Nobody. Who's advocating it more than the mainstream media? Nobody. And because of that, now take this back to what I said about that would-be fairer under Adolf Hitler, that said that it was the politicians that were responsible for creating the crimes that brought about the war. Did you see this? This is insane. A representative filed an Oklahoma bill that would ban furries from school, having animal control remove them. Americans, how is it that you allow the corrupt few in number to rule over the billions on a worldwide basis? Because if you are, and by the way, if I'm the only one standing, I would be like David. Don't 10,000 people surround me, in the Lord I will be confident. And I'm thinking of Psalm 27, verse 1, and I'm also thinking about Psalm 4 and 5. Okay, so we're in the majority when we stand with the Lord in doing the right. We never violate conscience to appease men. That's false peace. And I want to tell you, there's a whole lot of this false peace going on in the world, and I quite frankly am sick and tired of it. What say you? Folks, you cannot have peace without justice, the enforcement of God's law. And you cannot maintain righteousness without the fear of the Lord. And if men would enforce the law, it would show the bad guys the consequence of violating that law, which is the fear of the Lord. And if they fail to do that, what's going to happen? More of what we're seeing here today. This all coming from your said representatives. Folks, you have kids today that want kitty litter boxes in their schools because now they identify as cats. They call them furries. I'm not making this up. Here, I'll show you the headline. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. Top left side of the page. Rep filed an Oklahoma bill that would ban furries from school. Having control, animal control, remove them. Listen to this real carefully. Justin Humphrey has filed an Oklahoma bill that would ban furries from attending school and would require a guardian or animal control to pick them up if they violate the rule. On Thursday, Humphrey from Oklahoma filed House Bill 3084 targeting furries, which are described as members of a subculture devoted to art, writing, or costumes depicting animals. Students who purport to be imaginary animals or animal species, or who engage in behavior commonly referred to as furries at school, shall not be allowed to participate in school curriculum or activities. Of course not. Why? Because it's a crime. Pay attention to me. It's all aimed at your kids. Listen to me again, Americans. It's all aimed at your kids. All of those listening to me in 53 different countries, it's all aimed at your kids. Why do you tolerate the crimes of these sick-minded lunatics that want to control the asylum? Only you can answer that. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction, so it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and SonsOfLiberty.com bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Guys, if you have not seen the brand new book, All the Prophets Were Pointing to the Front, this is the heart of the gospel. I did not plan it this way, but the Soldiers of the Cross, that one flew off the shelves. We just got another referral from Sheriff Mark Lamb from Arizona there. He just got done reading a, I don't want to say a commendation, but his thoughts of the book, that's available. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. This is the sword, okay? This is the soldier. This is the heart. You can't do this until you first have this. Okay, it reminds me of Braveheart, William Wallace, which is a true story. If you remember, right in the movie, which was based off of factual events, it was interesting that the little boy wanted to pick up the sword and he wanted to go fight with his dad. And his uncle, after his dad was killed, William Wallace's, he had said, "So you want to use this?" And he goes, "Well, you can't use this until you first use this." But see, God speaks to the heart, not the head. Okay. So until he has your heart, you can look at the sword and the gear all you want to in Ephesians 6:12, military gear all that you want to, mail, armor, whatever you want to call it, and it doesn't matter until he has the heart, okay? Because if you do it otherwise, what you're really doing, in essence, metaphorically speaking, is you're putting the cart before the horse. Okay, so with that said, I want to say this really quick, and then we'll get back to some more of the topics going on in your country, America. You know, one of the things that I get to see, no, let me say it this way. I remember when I was a baby Christian, and I'm guessing 25 years ago. And in the process, I remember, I said, what's the hardest thing about ministry to my prophetic overseer during that particular time? He said, the hardest thing is I can sit here and talk to these people and talk to these people and talk to these people and preach the word of God. He said, the hardest thing for me is when you see no change. It's like what Martin Luther said. In comparison, you can talk to people until you're blue in the face, but until the Holy Ghost gets a hold of them, it all goes for naught. It truly is. Because what I see is, I see and I hear people talking about things that have nothing to do with bringing about the resolve, which the Word of God always points to. And it always comes right back to us and taking heed unto ourselves. It's always, let's talk about something new. I mean, like a bunch of grown-ups. Hey, friends, grown-ups that haven't grown up in their head. That's really what it is. And they care no more about saving this country than a slave does its master's field. Okay? They love the bad news. I don't know why, but they're gluttons for punishment. They love the judgments that are being rained upon them. Because if it wasn't true, they'd be doing everything opposite and talking every way opposite in which they are today. It's never the Word of God. It's just more speculation and something new to talk about. We were just talking about airplanes a moment ago. Isn't it interesting? We just came back from San Diego. We flew to Phoenix, and then we came back on a different airline coming from San Diego, coming home. Folks, have you ever just taken the time to see what people feed on? The garbage the grown-ups feed on? Or what they're doing is they're playing video games on their phone. Or they're gambling on their phone. But if you see a magazine in their hand, you know what the magazine is? It's some filthy gossip magazine. I'm not talking about the little kids. That tube is filled with a bunch of grown-ups that are still 10, 11, 12, and 13 years old for the most part. You go ahead and get mad all you want to. It's totally true. I mean, look at Joe Biden. That's a reflection of you, Americans. Look at Donald Trump. That's a reflection of you, Americans. Barack Obama, that's a reflection of you. The Clintons is a reflection of the American people. The Bushes, all the while knowing who they are and where they came from and what they're responsible for. That's all they had to do is say they were Christians. And then you put them back into office. That's a reflection of you, Americans. Nobody else. Oh, Bradley, you're making me mad. Well, give me a call. 1-866-582-9933. Tell me why you're mad. Tell me why you're mad. Because I'm going to preach in such a way that you either hate me or you hate your sin. That's a faithful witness that delivers souls. Going back to these grown-ups, I want to take you to Scripture because the Scriptures apply to these people all day long. And what's sad about it is the majority of them think they're going to heaven. They're not going to heaven. No. Well, who are you to judge? I'm not judging. I'm just using the judge's word. Okay? We judge them by their fruit. Righteous judgment, John 7:24, Matthew 7:16-20. Okay? But let's go back over to these babblers. Let's go back over to these grown-ups that talk about irrelevant issues, that are constantly looking for something new to talk about. King James Bible, Acts 17:18, then certain philosophers. You know what philosophers are, right? They're all of them men that wanted to take away the praise that belonged to Christ, and they wanted to bring it over to themselves. That's what a philosopher is. Because when you talk about a philosopher and you think about the things that they have said that have been good and right, they stole it directly from the Christ. And what's worse about philosophers, they talk with these big words that they themselves don't even understand. They try to get you to understand what they themselves don't even understand. And the reason they can't explain it to you and me is because they themselves don't understand it. That's what a philosopher is, okay? King James Version. Then certain philosophers of the Epicureans and the Stoics encountered him. This is Paul. And some said, what will this babbler say? Others said, he seemeth to be a setter forth of strange gods because he preached unto them that Jesus and the resurrection. See, they don't want to talk about Jesus and the resurrection and their duty as unto the Lord for the preservation in the souls of men. No, that's not in their hearts. They have no idea that when we follow Jesus, that we're to become fishers of men. They care not about the Word of God. They care about something new to talk about. I get to see it all day long, folks. I'm broadcasting into 159 cities. I just can go on any live chat at any given time, almost throughout the day or throughout the time that I'm broadcasting, and that's all these older people are doing is looking for something new to talk about. And the things that they throw out there are so far out there, friends, it's embarrassing. It really, truly is embarrassing. I want to say this, and then we're going to move on. You know, I think people, they look at Jesus as if he were a roaring lion, the way it talks about in Peter. But I want to tell you something. That's the devil. That's the devil as a roaring lion. He's speaking of the devil there. The devil goes around as a roaring lion. But the Bible tells us that Jesus is that lion. And see, they want him to be as the roaring lion rather than the lion because they want to play with that big cat they think is their friend when they're in their known sin. I'm here to tell you, you have sadly deceived yourselves. Look at the man in hell, Luke 16. Look at how he wanted to get out after the fact because he didn't want to listen to anybody. And remember when he said, hey, just dip your finger in the water and cool my tongue? Remember that? And he said, I want you to go back and tell my five brothers that this place is real. And the Lord said back to him, it's too late for that. He said, yeah, but go and tell him. And what did the Lord say back to him? They have the law and the prophets. And he said, though one go to them from the dead, they're not going to listen to him. They have the law and the prophets. And the fact of the matter is, you have the law and the prophets, and you better understand that Jesus is that prophet. And I'm also telling you that he came to magnify the law that so many of you can't make distinction between moral law and ceremonial law. The moral law he never abrogated in any sense of the word. He magnified it and he established it. What Bible are you people reading? Yeah, that's where it's going. I've said it 1,000 times, and you keep acting like the devil's kids rather than the Lord's. I want you to hear this, and then we're going to move to the next point. Deuteronomy 18:19. Remember how it talks about in 18:15 that the Lord is going to raise up a prophet like unto Moses? Well, guess who he was talking about? He was talking about Jesus Christ. It tells us in 18:19 of Deuteronomy, it says, and it shall come to pass that whosoever will not listen carefully unto my words through this prophet named Jesus, and he shall speak in my name, the Lord said, you heard my word, and I'm going to require it of you if you reject his word. Pro or con. People, you better understand that every knee is going to bow to my big brother and confess that Jesus is Lord. People better understand that he's who we're going to see on Judgment Day because it's appointed that all men die once. And then after this, the judgment. And we're going to have to give an account for everything that we do and what we don't do. Everything that we think, every thought that we think, and every word that comes out of our mouths, if it be idle. Folks, again, pointing my finger right back at the crucified Christ and understand that's the cross we must all go to. And if we want to reject it, we do it to our own demise. We're going to come right back. We're going to get back on track. Not that we were off track. We got hour two coming up. Hold up. We'll be right back again. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Media.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now. Now.